on US.
CBS News special report. A horrific scene in New Orleans today. The coroner now confirms 15 people were killed when a pickup rammed into a crowd early this morning. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We'll do everything that it takes to render real justice.
The attacker was 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, an American citizen from Texas and Army veteran. The FBI believes he had help planning and carrying out the attack. Police Superintendent Ann Fitzpatrick.
We have a plan. We know what to do. We are going to get these people.
Police killed Jabbar. Duke University professor David Shanzer is the director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security.
There are lots of things that they might not want to tell the public because they're worried that there are other individuals out there who may be involved with this plot who are going to use that information to their advantage.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime. It's all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered evening flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the mid-20s. Even colder as we look through Friday and the upcoming weekend, highs drop back into the mid and upper teens. Currently 21 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question. Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Greetings all, and you are listening to Seth Faces the Music, the show where we encourage your New Year's resolution to be to listen to more Seth Faces the Music. Today, it's songs about New Year's. We look back, we look ahead. It's that time of year when we take stock, but also hope for the future. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Say Happy New Year. Have you had much snow? And how's that new baby boy of yours, Joe? Happy New Year to you. The snow's still deep, and he's our little roly-poly. I sing him to sleep with an Ohio and a lie-to-die. Some ooh-ah-oos for a lullaby. They say, how's the weather? Have you had much rain? And can that new baby sing your refrain? The weather's changing, feels like spring. And as he falls asleep, we can hear him sing in a wow and a lie to die. Some ooh-ah-oos for a lullaby. Have the leaves changed? Where does the time go? And now how old is that sun? Where's Joe? Leaves blow away, time goes on. He's all grown up now, singing this song within a while. And a lie to die. Some ooh-ah-oos and a bye-oh-bye. With an ooh-ah-oh and a lie to die. Some ooh-ah-oos for a lullaby. And a bye-oh-bye for a
And that was New Year by the band The Okie Dokie Brothers, who hail from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that was from their album Winterland, where they kind of take a look at some introspective songs about winter. Well, being from Minnesota, you think about winter a lot. And before that, we opened the show with New Year's Day, that big hit from U2. For our next song, we're going to be playing one of my all-time favorite singing voices, Nat King Cole, the smoothest of the smooth. This song is a little different, though, for him. You might have a preconceived notion of what kind of songs he sang, and we know most of his popular ones, right? Well, this one, which is called Happy New Year, is bitterly ironic. And you'll see what I mean when you start hearing the lyrics and the way that he sings it. Here's Nat King Cole, Happy New Year.
The snow makes teardrops on my window. The wind blows memories through my heart. Silly paper hats and blow their stupid little horns. At midnight they will all be singing Auld Lang Syne, but the sad ones sit alone before the fire and sip a glass of lonely wine. I wish you a happy new year, darling. May your new love be bright and fair. I hope he'll do those special things for you that I would do if I were there. I love the days we spent together before the old year lost its shine. I'll keep that memory locked within my heart, that happy new year.
And that was New Year's Eve by the indie rock band The Walkmen from their 2004 album Bow and Arrow. We have to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to be playing a song by an a cappella group that really exploded on the scene a couple of years ago after winning one of those, I don't know, singing TV shows. I don't watch them, but they're a good group, and you're going to want to stay tuned to hear them next. This is WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tonight the apple falls in time. We'll sing along with Auld Lang Syne and throw confetti high up into space. Tomorrow morning when we wake, this town will be a different place, and the past will wash away like coffee stains. We could be kings of the world, on top of the nation. It's a celebration of the moments to come. The city's on fire, we're holding up lighters, raising them higher, and we've only begun.
Darling,
could not see your tears. How could you love me after all these years? Summer came and springtime stole your heart, darling, but your shack in the back of my old graveyard. You were here, my dear. Who makes their bed and disappears?
From Austin, Texas, that was Parker McCollum with Happy New Year, another bitterly ironic title there. I love his classic country slash Americana sound. I really dig it. And we open the segment with another group from Texas, Pentatonix, with New Year's Day. You know, there's a lot of artists out there, musical artists, that go by just one name. And there's lots of reasons for that. Maybe it's a distinctive name that doesn't really need, you know, their last name to make sense. But the artist I'm going to be playing next actually, I think, was a very good idea that he only went by one name. If you've ever seen what his last name is, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it here. It's Donovan. And here he is from his 1970 album, Open Road, New Year's Resolution.
Do what you've never done before, see what you've never seen, feel what you've never felt before, go where you've never been, sing what you've never sung before, say what you've never said, bear what you've never borne before, hear what you've never heard. All is not as it would seem, nothing ever remains the same. Changes life's characteristic, bend and flow and play the game, lose your chain. Do what you like, oh, get on your bike and do what you like, get on your bike and do what you like. So many times I was the one who stopped myself from doing things. So many times
I was the one who grounded myself and clipped my wings. So I say, do what you've never done. Nothing ever remains the same. Change is life's characteristic. Bend and flow, play the game. Loose your chain. And do what you like, what you've never done before.
It's a fine pour the wine atmosphere, and your spirits are happy and merry and bright in that very first week of the year. Think of all you've got waiting in store as the days and the weeks disappear. There'll be wonderful times galore. The year's full of jolly days, national holidays. Think of the Easter parade. As springtime goes sailing, the summer's regaling our ears with its own serenade. Then the leaves on the trees turn to brown, and the prospect of winter is clear. But don't let that snow get you down, for soon you will know why you felt such a glow on that very first day of the year. See December, the world will remember to celebrate Christmas in style, to decorate festively, eat indigestively, everyone wearing a smile. Oh, there's no fortune teller can say if your troubles will all disappear when you feel pessimistically gray. Spare
a thought for the way that you felt on that day. On the very first day of the year. What a year.
The unmistakable voice of Harry Lillis Crosby Jr., a.k.a. Bing, with On the Very First Day of the Year. And that is noteworthy. It came from the very last thing he recorded in the studio, an album called Seasons, about a month before he passed away in 1977. I gotta say, his voice still sounded marvelous. It's true, segment two is now in the past, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to listen to a song by one of the biggest artists on the planet. I have never played one of her records before, but we're going to change that when we come back right after this. This is WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features five zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page, but I stay. hand and you're turning away. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. He squeezed my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell that it's gonna be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe. Or if you strike out and you're crawling home. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. A stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. Please don't ever become a stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me forevermore. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes. I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. Please don't to the memories ever become a stranger to you. Become a stranger to you.
So go ahead, everybody. Make your New Year's resolution with Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, two of the stable of the Stax Volt record label from those late 60s. Doesn't get any better than that. And before that, we open the segment with Taylor Swift and New Year's Day. Every now and then when I'm selecting songs for Seth Faces the Music, I come across something that's so interesting, so campy and weird that I have to include it, if nothing else, just because it's different. Well, I got a doozy for you this time. From Russia, with their song, New Year's Song, here is the Red Elvises.
Праздничный звон над Москвой. Я поздравляю вас с Новым годом. Жуя бутерброды с икрой. Салями, паштет, осетрина.
Подниму за любовь. To leave each other never, it was a waste of time. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
One of the great soul groups from the 1970s, the OJs, with Christmas Ain't Christmas, New Year's Ain't New Year's. Kind of a two-for-one song on that one. That wraps up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Tune in after the news. We'll have another hour of New Year's songs. See you then.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, the death toll in New Orleans is now up to 15 after a man rammed a pickup into a crowd on Bourbon Street early this morning. Zion Parsons saw it happen.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air, they falling under the car.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
People are in shock. They came down here to have some fun, to experience New Orleans, and also go to this game, and now they're kind of in awe. I was at the airport flying in. There was a bunch of Notre Dame fans. Some of them didn't know. They hadn't turned on their phone to see what was going on. They were just hopping on the flight so they could come down here and have a good time at the game, so they were shocked to find out what happened.
The Sugar Bowl scheduled for tonight has been postponed to tomorrow night. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
The mission now is to facilitate, support, and coordinate safety procedures to keep our residents and our visitors safe.
The driver was shot and killed by police. CBS News special report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
James here.